Chapter 1. The Wine Shop. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Mr. Lorry of Tellson's Bank of London was being sent to Paris. The bank needed one of their top men to handle a difficult matter. He was to take a young woman, Lucy Manette, to meet a man whom everyone thought had been dead for years. But now Dr. Manette, the girl's father, had been found alive. Monsieur Defarge owned a wine shop in Saint-Antoine, a poor and dirty part of Paris. Most days, one could see Monsieur Defarge standing by the door of his shop. He silently watched and noted the terrible conditions of the poor all around him. His wife stood by his side, watching as well. It was to the Defarge's wine shop that Mr. Lorry led Miss Manette. Defarge was expecting them. The wine shop owner led his two visitors to some stairs behind the shop. At the top of the stairs, Defarge unlocked a small dark room. Inside, a white-haired man sat quietly and busily making shoes. Mr. Lorry left Miss Manette and Monsieur Defarge by the door. He went and stood beside the shoemaker, watching him work. Finally, Mr. Lorry asked, "What is your name?" The shoemaker looked up and said, "My name? 105 North Tower." Mr. Lorry sadly shook his head. Then he asked, "Monsieur Manette, don't you remember me?" Pointing to Defarge, he asked, "Don't you remember your former servant?" A pair of blank eyes looked back at the banker. Miss Manette stepped closer to the chair where the shoemaker worked. Turning his eyes to the girl, the old man asked, "What is this?" Tears ran down the young girl's face. "Who are you?" asked the shoemaker. Through her tears, the girl answered, "Another time, sir, you shall know my name." The shoemaker gave a cry at her voice. "Whose voice is that? No, 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 you are too young. It can't be. See what the prisoner is. These are not the hands she knew. This is not the face she knew. No, no. She was, and he was, before the slow years of the North Tower, ages ago. What is your name, my gentle angel?" His daughter fell to her knees. She said, "The horror is over, dearest father. I have come here to take you from all of this. We will go to England to be at peace and at rest." That very night, the shoemaker was led away from his room above the wine shop. Taking only his shoemaking tools with him, the old man went with the girl and the banker. He left behind Paris and the years of horror as a prisoner in the North Tower to live with his daughter in London.